Hello, Audio Boo. It's Matt, aka Sonic Maverick, here on Audio Boo. I feel terribly ashamed, actually. I've been making lots of noise on Twitter and Facebook and various other places over the last 24 hours or so, and I realised this evening that I'd forgotten about poor little Audio Boo, and I'm very sorry, Audio Boo. I forgot all about you. I don't know why. Just didn't get round to it, I guess. Basically, just wanted to announce that James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing unabridged audiobook is now available online at our website. That's the Living Audio website, of course. Because we were restricted by several rules, it is available as a low-resolution audio stream, so that's online only, directly from the web address I'm going to give you in a minute. However, if you are blind or partially sighted or have any other recognised print disability, such as dyslexia and so on, you can purchase at a cost of £5, which is approximately $8, I think, a downloadable version of the book in high quality. It's DRM-free, so it's MP3. And as I say, it costs just £5. The cost covers bandwidth, storage, so on and so forth. If there is any funds left over, obviously we've set the price quite low, but we've tried to make sure that we can cover it, because some people will attempt to download it more than once and that sort of thing, so we had to make sure that we set it at a rate that would cover all eventualities. Any funds that are left over from sales of the book will go straight back into the production pot to allow us to make other books available to blind and print disabled people, of titles that would perhaps otherwise not be done as audiobooks for whatever reason. Maybe they are books by self-publishing authors or other works of fan fiction that deserve to be turned into audio but wouldn't normally be touched by the big companies because they're sort of not publishable in the normal way. And that's how we're doing it. So you can visit the following URL to create a blind or print disabled access account, which is completely free. It just means that if you spot a book on the website that says this title is only available to blind or print disabled customers, then you would be able to purchase it if you have signed up for that particular account. In order to sign up for that account, you go to http://livingaudio, which is all one word, .co.uk/BPD access. That's blind print disabled access. BPD access. All one word, all lowercase. Once you have signed up for that account, visit the following URL for the James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing specifically, which is http://livingaudio.co.uk/JPHEC. That's all one word, all lowercase, and that stands for James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing. You need to be logged in at the time you visit that page so that it recognises you are authorised to purchase blind and print disabled content. If you find that you have signed up for a regular account, an ordinary account, using the normal sign-up process, when you log in, towards the bottom of your account page, there is a little section that says, if you are blind or print disabled, you can use the button below to upgrade your account. And that's, again, a free process. You can just click the button and follow the instructions, and it will upgrade your account to blind and print disabled. Please note, though, that we do reserve the right to request at any time from listeners who have told us they are blind or print disabled additional verification of your disability. We have to say that for legal reasons. Obviously, if we are, you know, if we're challenged and we have to come to you and say, please prove you're blind through a doctor's letter or whatever, that may be required. Just letting you know that we could ask for that. So if you are unable to provide that on request, then your blind print disabled access would be revoked immediately and you'd be downgraded to a standard account again. Okay, so just letting you know that. As I say, that's where you get the books. So I will put the URLs in the notes, so you can get those from there. And hopefully you will enjoy the James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing, whichever way you choose to listen to it, the free online stream, or by purchasing the download and putting it on your iPod or whatever. Okay. That's it for now. I've got lots of more work to get on with. We've got 3 more books from the James Potter series to edit and a bunch of other audiobooks to record as well. But in the meantime, happy listening.